So let's open the topic up of fear and how it manifests itself in our lives. Fear is recognisable in a number of different ways. It can come up as our limiting beliefs, those beliefs that we tend to hold on to and hold us back in life, prevent us from moving forward. We can recognise fear as in our behaviour, in our thoughts, in our language. We see it in our negative emotional states, and sometimes that can be seen as anger or disappointment, feelings of hopelessness or helplessness. It can be bitterness, it can be jealousy. They're all negative states. We can also recognise fear in our negative self-talk. You know, that little inner voice and chatterbox that tends to tell us that we're not good enough and prevents us from actually stepping out and doing what we would like to do. So what is fear for you? For many people, fear can be a fear of making decisions, of being alone. It might be fear of aging, asserting yourself. It might be a fear of success or failure, fear of intimacy, or fear of rejection. For some, it's a fear of public speaking, or a fear of losing a loved one, or ending a relationship. So fear. Fear tends to be that sort of place of pain that we're in, and it has a tendency to paralyze us and lead to depression. Not a great place to be. But what we really want is to be able to aim to move from that place of pain to a place of power or empowerment in our life, to a place where we feel energized and we have excitement despite fear that might crop up in our lives. There are two kinds of fear in life. There's the healthy kind of fear and the unhealthy kind. So far I have been describing the unhealthy kind. That's the fear that has a very low energy. The draining energy, what I like to refer to as the no energy. It's very debilitating and can be very destructive in our lives. It does tend to keep us from the path of progress, and it does tend to hamper our well-being. But there is a different kind of fear, a healthy fear, and that's not the emotional fear that we've been talking about, but more along the lines of the instinctual fear. So if I gave you the example of a woman walking down a street at night time and suddenly is overcome by a feeling of fear very, very quickly and recognises that she's being followed. So that instant feeling of fear and the fight or flight response is really the instinctual fear, and that's something that's going to alert us to danger. That's a very important kind of fear. We don't really want to get rid of that kind of fear. It's important to our survival. So the topic today is going to be more around the unhealthy kind of fear, the fear that tends to wear us down and prevent us from being all that we can be in life. It's a shame because often many of us are conditioned to expect the worst in life and that the world is a dangerous place and that we can't handle it. And that is the biggest fear of all, the one that really keeps us stuck, the fear that we can't handle what life brings us. But the truth is, if we knew that we could handle everything, what would we do? What choices would we make? The truth is that we can handle our fears without needing to control the outside world. And this is what we're going to talk about today. Each one of us has all we need within ourselves to be able to cope with those feelings that do crop up. The key is to develop more trust in our ability to handle what comes our way. So before I move on to talking about some of the truths about fear, let me just point out that fear is an emotional state that we choose. It is actually something we choose to do. And it's an interesting question to ask, well, why would we want to choose fear if it causes us pain and anxiety and prevents us from being all that we can be? Well, there is something called secondary gain. Sometimes we choose to hang on to fear, or choosing to have an emotional state of fear, anxiety, stress, worry. We choose that because we perceive the alternative to be more painful. And what I mean by that is sometimes we use fear to avoid facing the truth in life, or perhaps to avoid stepping up to things that we know that we need to do. And really what I mean by that is getting out of our comfort zone. So we can kind of believe that holding on to the fear is easier than stretching ourselves and getting out of our comfort zone. But be warned, that is actually a myth and it doesn't work. So, you know, fear is all about unresourceful thinking, about holding on to disempowering beliefs that prevent us from moving forward. And if we understand that fear is something that we choose to do, we must also understand that the more we focus on it, the more we are going to have it in our life. So more about that soon. Let's move on to the next topic of truths about fear.